Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the ink-black depths of our ocean's trenches, where sunlight is a myth and pressure crushes with the weight of 1,000 atmospheres, there thrives a bizarre congregation of life forms. These are the architects of an alien landscape, survivors in an aquatic Hades, and perhaps the ultimate harbingers of doom for the paradises we once knew. Here, amidst towering hydrothermal vents that spew forth scalding minerals, a unique ecosystem teeters on the brink, thriving against all odds. The vestiges of deep-sea life, from blind shrimp fostering microbial gardens to giant tube worms functioning as skyscrapers in this abyssal city, all contribute to a remarkable exhibition of life's tenacity. Yet while these creatures engineer their own survival, the surface world faces its reckoning. Climate calamities have ripped across our fragile terrestrial stage, decimating populations, economies, and the very essence of our planet's beauty. Like modern-day Noahs, these deep-sea architects catalog the final chapters of biodiversity as they construct their bizarre sanctuaries far from human folly. As scientists endeavor deeper, they marvel at these life forms' ability to harness chemosynthesis, forging energy from Earth's molten core, while above, the sun's bounty fades behind a curtain of human-induced climate chaos. The underwater inhabitants adapt to conditions reminiscent of our planet's violent past, or perhaps it's a prelude to a future epoch where only the most extreme life forms endure, where once we sought the stars for signs of alien life, our searchlights skim over the surfaces of our own abyssal plains, where prehistoric behemoths and microscopic stewards sculpt and sustain their otherworldly provinces. However, the sermons of the last marine mystics still echo through the watery abyss, bereft of hope for what lies above the surface. These sentinels of the sea bear testament to a world submerged in its hubris, a monument to the cavalier spirit that birthed this deep-sea renaissance, yet also sowed its own destruction in the verdant realms of the surface. Despite their resilience and intricate ecologies, the fate of deep-sea architects remains inexorably tied to the devastations of the upper world. The deep ocean, after all, is the final destination for the consequences of our terrestrial transgressions, be it through acidification, pollutants, or the ceaseless rain of microplastics that descend like a perverse snowfall. So let us herald the abyssal architects not solely as curiosities of a desolate future, but as symbols of what we stand to forever lose. May their silent alien fortifications beneath the waves remind us that even in the darkest depths, life seeks refuge and survival, crafting beauty in the bleakest of circumstances, a solemn lesson for those who may yet witness the twilight of their own ecosystems.